Well, it is graduation season for universities and high schools. There are thousands and thousands of young graduates looking for jobs, and they are not millennials. They are not post-millennials. They are Generation Z, or if you're in Canada, they are Generation Z. Now, there's been a recent study on these Generation Z kids. What can we expect from them? Well, joining us is the author of this study from NGen People Performance. It is the president, Giselle Kavari. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
First of all, tell us a little bit about NGen People Performance. What do they do?
Our organization provides corporate training to large and mid-sized organizations in almost every industry and sector. We go and deliver programs, half-day, full-day workshops, or sometimes keynote presentations to executives, really around how do you maximize the skill sets of the different generations in your organization, how do you improve collaboration, how do you lead, how do you sell to them, how do you service them, sort of the full gamut as it relates to enhancing generational collaboration and leadership.
Do millennials get a raw deal?
They have. I've been in this space for 15 years, a front runner in this space, starting in 2003. And at that time, millennials, you know, really weren't even on the radar screen of most leaders. And increasingly so over the last 10, 15 years, you know, as they moved into frontline roles and now middle management roles, unfortunately, there's been a lot of negative things said about this generation. And millennials have a lot of positive strengths, but there have been some very surprising and sometimes funny expectations they brought into the workplace. And I think because of that, that's what's gotten a lot of bad press.
I mean, every generation says to the next generation, when I was a kid, we worked out, we walked uphill in the snow, both directions to school every single day. Does that just keep on getting passed down from generation to generation, do you think?
I think there's absolutely a natural tendency to do that. But what we found in our research study, which was interesting, is in fact, the pendulum is swinging back with this Gen Z report. So I conducted Canada's first national survey on Gen Z. We went across the country gathering data on those that are 22 years and younger. Those are the Gen Zs, or as you mentioned, we might want to say it. I didn't survey as young as 6 years old. I didn't go into daycares, but I did survey 14 and up. And so when we start to think about this passing on or some negative attributes, or we tend to look behind us and think every generation is worse than we are, I think that's natural. But we found some very, very surprising data around Gen Zs and how, in fact, they're bringing values.
Okay, let's get into some of those. I know we can't pigeonhole all kids of that age, but what are you finding?
Well, we were finding a couple of things that jumped out at us as a surprise. First and foremost, this is an incredibly optimistic generation. We asked them questions along the lines of, do you think you have better opportunities than previous generations? Does our future look brighter? And they said yes. We asked them whether or not they believe they'll be more successful than their parents, and they said yes, despite there's lots of data that would suggest otherwise. They want to own homes, they want to own cars, and a big surprise for us is 63% of them define themselves as savers, not spenders.
Are they going towards the tech fields? Do you have a sense of where they're going as far as their careers and their vocations are concerned?
We didn't ask them specific industries, but we did try to get a sense of where their interests were as it relates to work expectations. So we asked questions around the range of, would you prefer to work for a large employer like a bank or a telco or a smaller startup company? And it was a 50-50 split. Interesting, though, this generation ranked entrepreneurialism as one of the least interesting things for them to pursue. And I think that's partly because other data came out when we asked them questions around what they're looking for. 89% say they want job security and benefits. 85% of them want to stay with one employer for a long time. So we asked the question, do you think you need to have multiple employers to be successful in your career? And they said no. So they want to find a place where they can hang their hat and stay for a long time. And again, this is remnant of a much more traditional mindset than we might have seen with millennials and even some of the younger Gen Xers.